All right, welcome to Stake Podcast, the student edition, with the man.
The myth, the legend.
Asif Ibrahim. So, well, Asif, welcome to Stake.
Thank you for having me.
Awesome. We are glad to have you, sir. So, before we go into the matter of things, Asif, could you kindly share with us, tell us a bit about yourself, who you are, and what you do.
I am Asif Ibrahim from Kensington. I'm a student. I obviously love doing what I do, studying. Hobbies, I go to the gym now recently, and I started to play soccer again after losing weight to just feel lighter. But yeah, that's me in a nutshell, in a summary.
In a nutshell, it's Asif, the man of many talents, right?
yeah, that's lovely explained.
You mentioned that you're a student. Could you kindly explain to us what you're studying and where you're currently studying?
So currently I'm doing a learnership with College of Cape Town. Mm-hmm. And I've been studying in Oranjezicht. That's College of Cape Town. That's the new location. That's the newest college. It opened officially in August of last year, even though we started attending that campus in February of last year. Mm-hmm. So they had a whole ceremony because while we were doing the learnership there from Feb until August, they were like busy with renovations. You know, busy with the lights, busy with the Wi-Fi, busy with the taps, the gardening, all that stuff, with the windows, all of that. Gardening and all that. Mm. Mm.
What is that learnership course focused on?
It's focused on mostly on giving people experience, giving students experience, and building up these CVs so that they can get a basically almost a guarantee position in the workplace. So that's what it's about, yeah.
Awesome. And getting experience into a workplace, right? But in which industry is it focused?
In the IT field, yeah. It's in the IT field as well as the contact center field.
Contact center, awesome. But if I may ask, what sparkled the interest for you to just go into the studentship and study IT?
The money, to be honest.
Wow, that's the most honest.
The money. And it's one of my interests as well. Like, you know, the way technology has been developing over the years, like it's changing so rapidly. In 10 years' time, things are going to be so different. 10 years ago, we were still using BlackBerries, and look now, iPhones and all of that. Software is just also like just different now compared to 10 years ago. So imagine how things will be 20 years from now, 30 years from now. It's going to be totally different. Our children's going to show us how to use technology.
Yeah, it is true. Our technology keeps on evolving very fast and at the rapid pace that sometimes we are unable to catch up, right?
Exactly, yeah.
So you said that you're doing this course or learnership at the College of Cape Town, right? Mm. How would you describe the structure there?
At the new campus?
At the college, and also compare it. Let me just put some emphasis more on the question and also compare the structure, let me say, from college and high school. How would you compare the two?
Like in high school, it's more controlled. Like, you know, you get your periods. In college, you can kind of get away with a lot. Like, you can leave whenever you want, you can come in whenever you want. But now, since it's a learnership, like it's kind of like school-ish. Like, you can't just leave whenever you want, because remember, it's they're training us for the workplace.
Yes.
So we have to follow a structure. We can't come with that student mentality while they're preparing us for the workplace, man. So that's the difference that I've noticed if I compare learnership with being a student at campus.
Yeah.
So it's school and this is more strict when I studied like the actual thing in 2020.
Okay. So you said you started in 2020, but currently you're still doing the learnership. How long does one have to study in order for them to graduate from doing this learnership that you're currently doing?
It's between 12, like this learnership is supposed to be 12 months, but it's a bit longer. It's now extended now.
Yeah.
So that's how long it should take, 12 months. It started from October 2022 and then to October 2023. And got extended.
Yeah. You mentioned that you started from the year 2020, and I believe that most people know that 2020 was a COVID year.
Yeah.
And there were many challenges that people had to encounter as students, different fields, working remotely or studying remotely. How did you deal with that?
That was such a complicated time. Like from January to March, I was like, you had such momentum.
And, yeah.
And then you see on the news, this disease is spreading in Wuhan all over the world. And then you're like, is this going to come to South Africa? And then I was like, it can't be. Yeah. I'm usually hearing all these lockdowns. And then it came to South Africa and then everything shut down, schools, the campus. So that ruined my momentum, not just my momentum, but every student. I think that's when the proper birth of online classes began worldwide because of the pandemic. So it changed a lot for me, like going to campus, and then when I had to stay at home during the lockdown, we didn't do anything for about 3 months. We only started resuming work in June. So it was a whole rush from June until early December. It was a whole rush that year. So we had to do online classes. They allowed us back in, but then they had to split classes into 15-15 instead of having the full 30 in the class.
Yes.
Because of the COVID rules, having that 1.5 meter distance between each other.
Yes.
So yeah, that's it changed a lot. A lot of things changed. From March, no? And compare that to April of the following month, it was totally different.
Interesting. Interesting. You mentioned having to attend classes, right? That makes me ponder on the subjects that you had. How many subjects did you have, and do you care naming some of them?
We had about 9 subjects. I did about 9 subjects. It was SQL, Photoshop, C#, JavaScript. I can't really recall the others, but I did 9. We did 9.
You did 9 subjects. And looking at the subjects, right, and thinking of you coming from high school, jumping into this whole learnership course system, which subjects from high school, in your opinion, did you find which subjects from high school were beneficial for you in this course?
In the course, to be honest, none, because some students did CAT in high school.
Yeah.
I didn't do CAT.
Yes.
I didn't do anything IT related in high school. In high school, I did other subjects. I did life science, business studies. And I was just like, you know what? I'm going to do IT. I'm doing it for whatever reasons, my reasons. And that's why.
So there was nothing that you could look back and say, well, okay, in this course, we've done that at high school.
Everything was new for me.
Everything was new.
Everything was new. But I had a good tutor at the time, so she made it very easy for us. Mrs. Power and Mr. Shaw, we had 2. So they made it very easy for us.
Shout out to Mrs. Bauer and Mr. Show.
Big shout out. I hope you guys are watching.
Awesome. Awesome. earlier on, you mentioned that year at college, it was very strict, right? But at the same time, I just heard you mention that you also had tutors, meaning that there's a support system.
Yes, yes, yes.
Can you elaborate more on that?
A support system, like in what sense? Like when you needed help?
Yeah, you needed help.
Like in terms of like as a student or like even emotionally also?
No, rather more as a student, or to say that... How do I put in good words? Saying like, okay, a support system that ensures that you succeed as a student.
Oh, yes. Yeah. It was very, you could clearly see during the heart of the pandemic, like it was during the first and second waves. And then Mrs. Bauer, she would actually, like, you can actually DM her, like, and remember, it's 30 students, and she has, like, different classes and all these other things. Mm-hmm. Like, she made time for each one. Like, if you really needed help, she will spend, like, 30 minutes with you. Even for something small, she will explain it twice, just so that you can understand. So, that's something I remember from a few years back. That's what I appreciate, because that's what made all of us do quite well in that course, because of her.
Okay, okay, awesome, awesome. Let's now fast forward from then to now, because now we're no longer under any pandemic. Yeah. Now everything has gone back to normal. Contact class are happening. How do you take it? How do you take each day on each campus? Each day? Yeah.
I take it easy. That's how, that's how I take it. I just get there and I obviously I would like come in, greet my friends, greet everyone, get in a good vibe, and then do my work. Because remember, it's a workplace, so you can't like have a student mentality where you can kind of like play around-ish. You get some people that will like do that.
Yes.
And then that won't translate well when you're in the work environment.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. 100%. So, now that you say you're in a working environment, how do you compare the theoretical side of the work to now the practical side of work?
Doing the theoretical side of the work, actually, like once you actually really go through it, it makes the actual work a lot easier. It's actually a lot easier doing the actual work than the theoretical work, because it's different for others. Like some people will need more time than others on the theory part. But I think for me, it was because of my experience doing part-time work at this company that you know of, part-time company. So I think that plays a role also, like dealing with people, talking to people.
Yes.
Like it really helped a lot. Like that's why I guess it's easier for me to do the work part than the student part. Even though I like the student part as well, you just show not dealing with anyone, you're just reading your stuff, trying to do well in those tests and the assignments. Like the class vibe is pretty cool. Like it's more relaxed, I would say, than the work environment, because the work environment, you must always be on point, man.
Yeah.
Like if something goes wrong, then you have to take responsibility for your mistakes and your actions. So yeah.
So for you to grow, you need to have a lot of accountability. And
That's why accountability is very important.
Okay, awesome, awesome, awesome. I'm loving it. I'm loving the whole system that you're doing, and just to see that they're not just allowing you to study, but they're making sure they train you. And with the trainings that you have received, where do you see yourself in the near future with what you've learned so far? Or if, let's say, an individual wants to follow the same path, where should they expect to see themselves after they are done with this learnership?
They should expect themselves in the beginning now, in the next maybe couple of years, to see themselves at any workplace. It might not be what they even studied for, based on how things are going in the economy. Like, you can have so many degrees and then there's just no guarantee that that you get that job that you really want. You're going to have experience and a bit of luck also.
Yes.
Like, I would say do your best and have patience and take each day one at a time. Keep showing up, obviously, keep being punctual, keep being professional, and that chance will eventually come. Like keep doing the learnership, keep doing the studies. It will come. There might even be a time where you won't be employed. So sometimes in that environment, you have to look at it like, oh, I could have been unemployed. I could have had no money.
Yeah.
At least I have something for now, even though it's not where I want to be.
Yes.
Like that perspective always helps.
There's something interesting you mentioned that you could study this course and do that course, but then you're not necessarily working or finding jobs in that particular field. It makes me want to ask a question now with regards to your course. You just say that it's IT related, right? But we know that IT is not just simply IT. You've got software, you've got those going to hardware, others going to communication. Could you kindly just share a bit, some more info on specifically what your course focuses on in terms of IT.
So my course, which I did, was mainly software. So we focused on developing websites, developing code for the websites, doing Photoshop. So it was mainly on the software side. And the other courses included like more obvious stuff, like building like Wi-Fi codes, building the PC, like that. So mine was more software. So it was mainly coding and a lot of theory, But Cisco, the other course that was available at the time, it had a lot more compared to us, MCT, even though I found it just a bit strange why that course, it was like 6 months and then mine one was like 12 months.
Yes.
So it was, I always thought about it, so. But yeah, I guess maybe we had more assignments, but the work was a lot more, in my opinion.
Oh, okay. Okay. Uh-huh. Awesome. Awesome. I thought you were about to say, stop with that saying, I guess we'll never know.
I was tempted, you know, like, nah.
Thinking of Kanye West there.
Yeah. Good morning.
that's all sweet. So lastly, want to ask for you on a personal level, what do you consider as the biggest life lesson that you have learned so far from this whole learnership that you did?
The biggest life lesson, it's kind of simple. Keep showing up. Even though you, like with my experience now, I've seen people dropping out, people not showing up, then it can easily influence you as well. Because like, remember, it's like you're seeing quite a few doing it. So it's, you know, you can be impressionable also. So like, keep showing up. Remember why you're doing this. And yeah, just give your best. Show up every day.
Keep showing up. Remember showing up. Why you're doing this, and keep.
Yeah.
Remember why you're. Okay.
I don't want to sound cliche, but basically never give up.
Yeah, I remember, never give up. Okay, I didn't ask this question. What are your future goals? Let's first start with an advice for someone who's at high school and wants to leap into studying this course. Just a general one, which also reflects to an advice to your younger self and. What are your future goals from what from where you are?
So it's a 3-in-1 question.
Basically.
Yeah, it's a hell of a combo. So let's start with anyone that needs advice who wants to go into this field.
Yeah.
I would say it's good to have CAT as a subject. So rather do CAT or any IT subjects in school. Start from grade 10 if you can.
Yeah.
That will be more helpful than starting at that later grade, like grade 11 or matric.
Yes.
So do that, and then see what you really want to do. If you want to do websites, if you want to do Cisco, hardware, it's all up to you. The world's your oyster.
100%.
And then what's the other part of the question?
Okay, I think that addresses to you as well, because if I say the younger version of you, the fact that you've mentioned
and
you've already dealt with that.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
What are your future goals or plans so far?
My future goals or plans, just to get as far as I can. I don't believe that there's a glass ceiling in any working environment. I feel like there's always like I don't mean to say it like this, there's always like a record to be broken, man.
Yes.
Like, records are meant to be broken. Like, you can always achieve, like, if you want to be the best at whatever you do, just, you know, like, keep, like, if you're in a room, no?
Yeah.
Like, with a lot of students, and then, you know, just like, there's a few people, or even in the workplace, like, you know, there will always be someone that's more hardworking, more smart. Like, instead of being like, I want to be better than that person, take inspiration from them. Mm-hmm. What can I learn from this person? And then use that as an attribute, and then that can make you better as well.
Mm-hmm.
So strive to be the best, strive to be the best that you can be. And then that will take you far. I'm sure it can.
Yeah. Mm. So that's a personal advice that you, for your future goals, you want
to strive. I'm speaking to myself.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is for me, actually. I'm giving advice to someone, but I'm actually saying it to me. That's so cool, bro. Yo, this guy's brilliant. Yeah.
You're reminding me of a post that I love on the internet. I normally see it on LinkedIn that says, when you meet someone smarter than you, don't compete. Simply learn from them. So yeah, that's what we are learning, and that's how you succeed. So yeah, Mr. Asif, Thank you so much for being on this podcast.
Oh, it's a pleasure for having me.
You have been a mouthful. You have been a blessing.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, we hope to see you next time. Sometime when on the professional edition, as you talk about what you've learned and you're a big guy in your industry.
Yeah. So yeah. I took it literally now.
So yeah, thank you. So we're about to say peace.
Adios. Merci beaucoup.